Good morning. You're listening to PSA Today, a community forum for public affairs hosted by Jessica Levity for Wilkes Broadcast Group in Reno. The purpose of this 30-minute show is to give a platform to our local community builders and to promote public service. So sit back, relax, and learn what your fellow citizens are up to.
Good morning and welcome to PSA Today. I'm your host, Jessica Levity. On today's show from Rise Academy for Adult Achievement, I've got Victor and Don. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about Rise Academy. First, give me the mission statement.
You know, Rise Academy is an adult education program. We serve students that are 18 and above, students that don't have a high school diploma, and students that want to improve their English language skills or any kind of language issues that they may be having. We definitely do that as well.
Awesome. And so when they come out of this, you're getting them career ready.
Yes.
Yes. With a diploma or an HSE, like a GED or a HiSET or a TASC.
Okay.
And so part of our mission statement is to make them career and or college ready, depending on what students want to do. And so we definitely want to focus on allowing people to know that those doors are never closed. That doesn't matter if you didn't graduate with your cohort, whatever year that might have been, that you can still open the doors to any career or college education through us.
Mm, that's really important to remember. So how long have you guys been around? Because this is the first time I'm hearing of it as far as an interview.
The school's been around for 59 years, although we just rebranded last year. So okay. Rise Academy for Adult Achievement has only been around for a little less than a year.
Okay.
And we have a whole new mission, a whole new vision, a whole new purpose, a whole new way of delivering an instruction in the classroom.
I love this. So can you tell me how the new differs from the old, and then we'll dig into what the new looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. The old program really was underutilized in a lot of different ways. The focus was primarily just on a GED. And if you received a GED, that was typically good enough, and you were, you know, just out there, good luck. Now we focus on a diploma. And one of the things that we can do that no one else in Washoe County can do is we can use an HSE like a GED to waive credits towards an adult diploma. And so we encourage all of our students to take advantage of that unique opportunity.
Nice.
We also have direct instruction now. As a result of for 57 years to be exact, there was a lot of packet work being done in the classes. And when you were done with your packet, you were issued your credit. And even if students only needed 2 or 3 credits to graduate, if that's all they had left, it might take them in the old program 5 or 6 years to obtain that because there wasn't really a sense of urgency or the program really wasn't helping adults help themselves. And we're doing just the opposite. We have put into place a lot of accountability, and we require students to actually attend class now. We take attendance. Our teachers are very motivated, and they love what they do. They know they're making a difference in lives of adult learners every single day. And so if students don't come to class, then they're withdrawn from the class and encouraged to take it again after it rolls around the next 8 weeks. So when we rebuilt the school, we knew that we had to design something that was attractive to the 40,000 plus adults in our community that could benefit from our program.
Wow.
And so we did so with the mindset that although we're linked to Washoe County School District, we're essentially a free community college option through the school district. So
well said, by the way. How do you get that number 40,000?
So according to the 2012 census, there were 40,000 people that were documented as having reported not having a high school diploma. And so we also assume that probably that number might be underrepresenting the actual community that we need to serve.
Okay.
Based on what we know about statistics. And then we also have another, like, numbers of people in the community that also need language skills that are not counted in that. So we know that there's at the very least 40,000 members of our Washoe County community that do not have a high school diploma.
And do we know of those 40,000, how many are unemployed?
It's a great question. I'm sure that we could find that. I don't have that right now.
And one of the reasons that we moved to really focusing on a diploma is that we know that there's a huge salary difference between those who receive a GED,
okay,
or what's called an HSE now, and a diploma. And so that's really why we want to focus on that, to really help our community open more economic doors for their families. And
it's kind of a misconception that's been brought to us many times, is that there's an assumption that an HSE, a high school equivalency, is equal to a diploma, but it's not. We know that through research that a diploma will serve them better and open up more opportunities for them later in life.
So that's why you want to give them this direction.
Right. For some students, an HSE is still good enough. And,
yeah,
you know, if they want to go directly to TMCC or if they want to get it pr- perhaps a better job or maybe a higher next step in their job. Maybe an HSE is all they need, okay. And that'll be just fine. And so we do offer that as an option as well.
And what does the schedule look like if you attend Rise Academy?
Yeah, so we moved in the old program. It used to be an 18-week course schedule, just like a traditional high school. And as Victor said, we've totally wiped that out and changed it. So a student will go, each course is 8 weeks long, 2 days a week. So you'll either go Monday, Wednesday, mm-hmm. or a Tuesday, Thursday cycle, and it's 2.5 hours a day. So we have a morning, afternoon, and evening option for students to attend.
Yeah, that seems like
we
much
really had
more
to build something that was attractive.
Edible,
and
yeah.
We knew that a lot of our adults have very busy schedules. Yeah. They work, they have children to take care of, they have families to take care of. Yep. And so we found that we enrolled 1,956 students last year alone in our first kind of year of rebranding and reimaging this program. And so we're confident that we can do much better than that even this year. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why we're here today, I think, is just to really get the word out yep. to those 40,000 plus individuals, adults in our community that might be interested in coming back to school. You know, maybe they thought that getting a diploma was, a goal of theirs 5, 6, 10 years ago. And they kind of thought that, well, you know, it never happened for me and I'm never going to be able to obtain that. They could come back to Rise tomorrow and our counselors could meet with them. And I can almost guarantee they're going to have a smile on their face when they walk out of that conversation because they're going to realize that a diploma or an HSE is very attainable and very realistic.
Oh, that's so empowering. I love that you guys are doing this work. So for these 40,000 on the low end people that need your services, a lot of them, like you said, have language issues and need help with that. What kind of alternative language options do you guys have at your school?
So we have a very large English language program, and we have 5 levels. And so we start at the very beginning from someone who might not have any English yet, okay. No speaking, writing, reading, and listening, all the way up to the highest level, which is really transitioning those students to an HSE or a okay. diploma program. So anyone in between, we have people from who've been in the country for 1 week in our program mm-hmm. to people who've been in the country for 20 years and want to improve their language skills.
That's great. So really, there's no excuse to not come in and make this happen for yourself.
That's right. Yeah, we really Absolutely. Have built a school that is conducive to whatever schedule that they might bring to us. And even if they can't attend a class, we have distance education as well.
Oh.
So they can stay right in their home and take every class they would need to graduate from their home or the library or wherever they can access a computer.
Okay, what's that look like?
That looks like it's computer-based instruction. Okay. We use a program called A+, and they can take the class at their own pace. They have to complete the course within 4 months, mm-hmm. but they can complete it a lot sooner than that if they have the time and work ethic and commitment to that class.
And, you know, this is coming through Washoe County Schools, but does it cost something, though?
It's a great question, and we're so excited to be able to say absolutely not. It's 100% free.
Awesome. All right. So really, no excuses.
That's right.
No excuses. Right. Okay. So schedule's flexible. Cost is free. And there are multiple language options. So this is really reaching out to where we need it in this community. Can you talk about your teachers?
I can. We have some amazing instructors at Rise. They are committed to making a difference in this Reno Sparks community. Mm-hmm. They love what they do. They're passionate about their subjects. They're passionate about adult learners. They love the fact that many of our teachers actually teach elsewhere in the school district, and they're so excited to have another opportunity to engage adults, because it really is like teaching at a community college or a university level in the sense that all of our students are there because they want to be. Mm. And so we don't have discipline issues or things like that that you might encounter in other scenarios.
Yeah, that's so true. So, and you're the principal.
I
didn't introduce you as the principal. How long have you been doing that?
This is my second year as the principal at Rise.
And how is it fulfilling you?
It has been a great opportunity to be given a lot of district level support, to go in and really make some vast changes in a program that needed them. And we have all sorts of support from our district, from our community. We've been able to provide a lot of outreach to the community, and we have a presence at a number of events within the community, and we're going to continue to do that because we know that we have to get our word out. It's one reason why we're here today, and we just have to get the word out, and students, prospective students need to realize that this is a very real opportunity for them and a very real option.
Yeah, absolutely. And that the community cares about them. Don, what is your role as Dean of Students?
Yeah, so I wear many hats in that position, but one of them is to orient our students to the program. So we have a mandatory orientation where we can really sort of support students in understanding what the program is, what it's going to take to be successful, and how we're there to support them. Additionally, I work on supporting our teachers and implementing new strategies. I support our technology, and I do a lot of our professional development for our staff.
Awesome. You guys are so great. So you mentioned that it's an 8-week program. Is it rolling admission, or if you come in the middle of an 8-week session, you have to wait to another one? Or?
We follow the district's calendar pretty closely, and so every quarter in the district is 9 weeks.
Okay.
Our classes are 8 weeks. And then the class will kind of roll again, whether it's the second semester of that class or the same class over again the next quarter.
Okay.
And we also have, we had 15 classes even over the summer, and so we're really year-round.
Okay.
In terms of enrollment, usually the first kind of the week before that quarter, the 2 weeks prior to the quarter starting is when we really do heavy enrollment, and that's the best time to come and enroll because then you can guarantee yourself a spot in the classes. Some classes do fill up, so the sooner that someone comes in and talks to a counselor, the better.
Okay. So all of you that are listening out there, if you are interested in coming to RISE and just checking us out, the next time that our classes will start would be in early October.
Okay, got it. And you guys have an open house coming up.
We do. We have a ribbon cutting. It's
all right.
Very exciting.
Who, what, when, where, why? Tell me everything.
So it's next Thursday, the 27th, August 27th, from 2 to 4. It's open to anyone in the community who's just interested in checking the program out. We're going to have campus tours. We're going to have a few student and staff spotlights, so you'll get to hear some more details. You can look sort of in depth at our curriculum. You can also do a tech demo and see what we do with our technology on campus.
Awesome. So you guys have a website people can look to for more information?
Yes, we
do.
We
do. Yeah, it's you can go through the district website to access it.
Okay.
And you just would type in RISE Academy.
Okay. Awesome. And you guys have counselors there, which help people. So do some people who come in, they don't need as many credits as other people?
Right. We have every possible scenario you can think of we encounter. I mean, we have some students that come back. Maybe they didn't attend high school for 20 or 30 years.
Okay.
And so we can take an old transcript and figure out how many credits would kind of translate into today's credits and let them know exactly how far away they are from a diploma. Or maybe they took a GED 20 or 30 years ago. And they want to bring that old GED in and see if they can still use that to waive credits towards a diploma today, and we can honor that as well.
And you have people to, like, liaison this whole process, so it's really
absolutely.
Not scary.
We do, absolutely.
Yep.
Awesome. And physically, where are you located? Have we talked about this yet?
1301 Cordon Avenue.
Okay.
And it's
right off Vassar Street.
It's right off Vassar. It's right next door to Vaughn Middle School.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so accessible, definitely. I think there's some bus stations near there, too.
Yep. Yes, there is.
So people can come from all over the city. All right, anything else that you guys want to add before we go?
Just that this is an incredible opportunity that students out there, prospective students out there, really should take advantage of. We have a great atmosphere. When you walk in, customer service is essential.
Yeah.
We provide them a great experience, and we know that adults vote with their feet in terms of if they're not happy in a class, they're going to leave. And so our instructors know that, and we know that. And so we want to provide them the best experience possible.
Amen to that. Well, I'm sold. I appreciate the work that you guys are doing. I mean, you said 56 years it's been around?
59 years.
59.
Yeah.
Okay, but you came in and you said we need to do something different. So even though there's a legacy and a tradition there, you're obviously innovating.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah,
and
we do consider ourselves to be kind of on the cutting edge of adult education.
Yep.
And we hope that this will, you know, maybe our model someday might become the standard.
Wow, that's so cool. That's happening in Reno all over. I do these PSA interviews once a week, and I really see that pattern of innovation happening with a lot of our nonprofits in town who are doing things that the rest of the country is looking at us like, what is Reno doing?
Exactly.
Right,
yep.
So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's great. Victor, Don, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
In.
Thanks.
The website, one more time, washoeschools.net/RISE. And if you know a nonprofit organization or event that could benefit from some time on air with me, you can email me at publicaffairs@wilksreno.com. And don't go anywhere because we're going to come back right after this.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn
or
onto Marcy
and Brad
Avenue
just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway.
On the right. That's I'll what see I you heard later last tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good morning and welcome to PSA Today. I'm your host, Jessica Levity, and with me today from Carson Tahoe Health Foundation, I've got Kitty McKay. Good morning, Kitty.
Good morning, Jess.
So we were just talking off air about how cliche it is to say time flies, but I really can't believe it's been a year.
But you look so much younger.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, how'd that happen? I wish it worked for me.
No, it does work for you. So it has been a year since the last Hope Fest. How did it go? Give us the wrap up.
So basic wrap up is we netted $80,000.
Holy cow.
On a free event.
Wow.
Because so many people came and bought raffle tickets and bought beer and wine and food and supported local cancer patients in need. So it was really, really cool. This year it's our fifth annual.
Okay.
So we're so excited and we're expecting lots more people and there's even more need out there. So we're hoping to raise a lot more money.
So let's throw the details out real quick, and then we're going to get into what your foundation does, and then we'll get back one more time and wrap up the event. So give us the details.
So the details are Friday, August 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Carson Tahoe Cancer Center. We have this awesome live concert. It's free entrance. This year we have the Young Dubliners. Have you ever heard them?
Yes. They're so popular. Good
they
job.
Are, right? I know. And they're world famous, yep. And they're so heartfelt and upbeat.
Yeah,
and
oh, yeah.
You cannot help but just have your heart go, yay, I'm
it's
having so
much fun.
It's the
essence of live music. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have the Young Dubs, and we're opening with Molly Seals. I don't know if you know Molly Seals, but she's a local girl who got all the way to Hollywood on American Idol.
That's great.
Yep, and one of our employees. Her mom works there, so that's really cool. We're excited about that. And it's just a really neat vibe there because I think partly because it's a free event, we have it be free so that everyone in the community can come. And it just always is great weather, and it's magical, and it's like a rockin' summer eve that makes people feel good about making a difference.
That's great, and it's happening in Carson City, right?
Yes, at the Carson Tahoe Cancer Center. They're right off Medical Parkway.
Perfect. And so right now, the way you're able to keep this event free is because you have sponsors and obviously vendors.
It's exactly right.
Okay.
Our biggest sponsor is Dick Campani, who 9 years in a row, he donates either a brand new Toyota or Ford or $10,000 cash is the prize on the grand prize raffle, right? It's only $20.
Yeah.
And every year it's somebody we know that wins because it's a small pool of people buying. So that's really a big, and our sponsors, there's just so many. I couldn't even begin to name how many this year, but there's a ton of them. And when you come, we'll be thanking everybody.
That's perfect. And it's such a fun event, fun for the whole family too.
Well, the other neat thing this year, Jess, is that we have food trucks.
Oh, yay.
Food trucks, right? And so
Beer
and food. And Lake Tahoe Brewing Company is our beer sponsor this year.
Cool.
Yep. So we even have a brand new food truck that maybe no one knows about. They're a local Carson group called Tahoe Tenderloin.
Mm.
So it's like, do you know what a schnitzel is?
Yes.
It's
like a
schnitzel, but it's a tenderloin, which is what they call them in the Midwest, and they're all handmade and super-duper yummy. So we're kind of excited to help introduce them to the whole world.
I love it. So the thing about this event is 100% of the money raised goes to what?
Local cancer patients in need. So often when we have cancer fundraisers in our community, all the money goes to a national organization.
Right.
And it'll help with cancer research or those sorts of things. But what happens is, you know, boots in the ground, there are so many people that when they get diagnosed with cancer, they get financially decimated. I mean, it is so hard. Imagine, let's say you live even in South Lake Tahoe and you have to come for 8 weeks of treatment. So driving there and then your some chemo treatments, even one infusion is $20,000. The medications are costly. The co-pays are costly. Surgery, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And so people that have worked hard all their life, they get this cancer diagnosis and then they're just stuck. So the cool thing about Hope Fest is it raises money for two different parts of this. One, things like putting gas in a cancer patient's car so they can get to treatment. But we also have no-cost cottages called the Mariner Cottages, where if you qualify financially, you stay for free during your entire treatment.
Wow.
And then what we have to do is keep the lights on, pay the utilities, make, you know, everything nice, warm, and cozy in there. So a portion of these proceeds go directly to support our cancer patients staying there for free.
What a unique concept. So let's get into Carson Tahoe Health Foundation and what you guys do.
So basically, as a foundation, you know, Carson Tahoe Health is a hospital that serves the community. So I kind of think of it almost like that marriage vow, mm-hmm. you know, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer. It doesn't matter who you are. When you're in need 24/7, our doors are open to serve you. And so you hear all this stuff about the Affordable Care Act and, you know, healthcare reform, and it's really making it challenging for hospitals to provide that extra level of care, or that care beyond the hospital walls. Or sometimes we need to do a big remodel and there's just not that money within the hospital itself. So
right.
we connect the community that wants to support their local hospital to the needs and help really neat things happen. So
that's fantastic. So can you walk us through your foundation as a whole and what type of treatments people can get there and who qualifies?
So the foundation as a whole, we're actually just kind of the stewards, if you will, of connecting the needs. But we do a lot of cancer patient support. Sometimes people will have a heart attack and they get cardiac surgery, but in order for them to maintain their health, they need to do what's called cardiac rehab. But for instance, if you are on Medicaid, Medicaid doesn't support you doing the rehab part, which is changing your diet, exercising, all that kind of education.
Yep.
So we do things like provide scholarships for people that otherwise wouldn't be able to attend treatment.
Wow.
You know, so much of what we do is supporting needs within the hospital, but also really looking at the community as a whole and providing for the needs that go beyond the hospital walls, which is really Hope Fest, 100% of that. Those are all
yeah.
needs beyond the hospital walls. But, you know, we are a community, and in Northern Nevada and in Carson, Douglas especially, people really pull together because these are our neighbors. These
right.
are our friends. These are oftentimes our family. And, you know, it may not be me today, but it might be me in 10 years, you know? And so everyone kind of gets that, and they really rally in support.
So something people don't think about is somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, they actually may lose their job because they have to spend so much time in treatment, or they're so sick they can't go to work.
That's exactly right. Or even more than losing your job, imagine if you all of a sudden you just couldn't work for 3 months.
Right.
Or you had to, if you were, say, in a rural community and you needed to go to Carson City to receive treatment, you just are away from your home. And, you know, I don't know how many of us have that kind of cushion
yeah.
that you weeks and weeks or even months could be without your paycheck and then have all the challenges of the diagnosis on top of it. Just even the mountain of copays is really overwhelming for a lot of people.
So this Hope Fest raises money, like you said, for people experiencing real time, present time, need for assistance, for help in their treatment in our area.
That's exactly right. You know, when we talk about local or bringing it home, my daughter is 13 years old, and one of her really dear friends, her mom passed away from breast cancer last year when her friend was 12. And she talks sometimes at events, and she's like, it's just that, you know, there she was having to choose between groceries or medicine or, you know, maybe a little pair of earrings for her daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
You know, you don't ever want anyone in our community to have to make choices like that.
Right.
So that's why we do this.
And you guys have some major announcements coming.
We do, but I can't really say what they are.
You can only tease it?
I can only tease it. All I can say, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We are just about to change the face of cancer care in Northern Nevada.
Oh, I have goosebumps.
Don't you?
So when can we talk about
it? Well, I think we can talk about it probably on the Tuesday after Hope Fest.
Okay.
We're going to have a large press conference. You know, we've already changed the face of cancer care in Northern Nevada by becoming the first gold standard cancer center in the state,
okay.
which is a really big deal. The Commission on Cancer gave us that accreditation. And so if you imagine that that's really a big deal and what we're going to announce is an even bigger deal, I can see why you can barely sit down.
So are you going to come back and do another interview after you
yes.
make the announcement?
Oh,
okay.
Please. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I would love that. So talk to me about this gold thing.
Well, so a gold standard from the Commission on Cancer means that in all these various levels of accreditation, we've exceeded any hope they could ever have for a cancer center to deliver. So it's things like we have a cancer resource center for people to come and get guided through, you know, they have support groups and we have fundraisers for local cancer patients. That's one part of it. But it's also the comprehensive clinical care that's delivered and the standard of clinical care that's delivered. So it's a really big deal. We've worked really hard to do it. The other cool thing that a lot of people don't know is that cancer center itself, our community helped us raise $8 million to build it. And we are not like Silicon Valley where
yeah.
money falls from the
right.
sky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you think of the size of our community and that level of commitment, that's why we have this super cool freestanding cancer center. So
it's amazing. And it's a gorgeous location, too.
It is a gorgeous location. And one of the neat things, next year will be our 10th anniversary, but it's a newer building. And so it was able to really think about healing in mind when it was designed. So, for instance, our infusion chairs, they face this rolling vista of the valley. So if you imagine being, you know, hooked up to infusion day
yeah.
after day, it's really hard. And so patients tell us all the time how healing the views are.
Mm.
And they even have bird feeders throughout all the windows, and people are just so charmed because there's all this bird life. And so it's just, you know, it kind of goes back to when we talk about local cancer patients and supporting them. What I hear often from people, and I know it from my own life, is when you suddenly get a life-threatening diagnosis, it just levels you.
Mm.
And it's really scary, and it's scary emotionally and spiritually and financially, and you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's the big C word. So for during that hardest time of your life, and especially if you're struggling financially, all of a sudden people that you don't even know care enough to support you
yep.
through this journey, that in and of itself has an aspect of healing that may be one of the strongest forces in the whole experience people have. So it's, you know, it's really for a community to just support people like this, it in and of itself is maybe the biggest healing.
Mm, well said. And that's why I love Northern Nevada. And I love doing this PSA show because I am reminded week after week of how incredible our community is. It's small but mighty.
Small but mighty.
Biggest little. Nice. So besides, you know, becoming a vendor at Hope Fest, becoming a sponsor, or just attending and buying raffle tickets, what are ways people can get involved and help volunteer or donate your organization throughout the rest of the year?
So we have a really easy way to find us. We are you can get us by carsontahoe.com.
Okay.
We have a foundation link there, and we also you can visit our foundation website, which is carsontahoe.org. And either way, we have really cool and easy ways that people can donate year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And as you see us out in the community, you know, there's always a call for help and hope. And we have really neat decals that people are becoming a Circle of Hope member that just shows local cancer patients, we care about you and we're here for you. You can put them on your car like that. So a lot of people still, I know this is going to shock you because you're so young, Jess. There are people that still like to use a telephone. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
I know.
A home phone.
I am still, yeah, it is not a rotary dial, but you can also reach us by phone at 775-445-5161.
Okay. I'm curious how young you think I am.
Well, I would say you're probably in your mid-30s.
Okay.
Am I right?
Nope. younger than that.
You are?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, but I appreciate that because everyone thinks I'm just a baby. So I'm like, no, I'm an adult. So I'm
Well, best. See, because of the way you were reacting, I said mid-30s.
Yeah, I know. I know I look like I'm 20. Kitty, I appreciate you so much for coming on here. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Well, one of the really big things we like to tell everyone for Hope Fest on August 21st, come because you care, party like you don't.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite slogan.
And the young Dubliners, I mean, really?
Yeah, I know. There's going to be some drinking happening.
There may be a little bit, but we hope that they'll wait for theirs until they're off stage.
Well, of course, now, so I'm saying people who like young Dubliners like to have a good time while they perform. Of course, those guys are professional. It's going to be such a great time. I'm hoping that the weather's obviously going to be delicious. And you can learn more at carsontahoe.com/hopefest. Also, you guys are on Facebook, too.
Yes, we are. Totally on Facebook.
All right. You guys, remind us the date of the event one more time.
August 21st, which is a Friday. I think that's next Friday. And it's from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Carson Tahoe Cancer Center.
Right off the highway, yeah?
Right off the highway. It's so easy to find.
Can't miss it. All right. Hope Fest. Party like you care.
Come
because you care.
Party like you don't.
Party like you don't. I love it. Kitty McKay, thank you so much for coming on. Again, the website, carsontahoe.com. If you know a nonprofit organization or event that would benefit from some time on air with me, you can email me at publicaffairs@wilksreno.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back next week.